Fertility treatment works with the body's own hormones, not against them. The medications use the same signals your body already relies on each cycle. Individual cycles vary, and not every cycle follows this pattern exactly. But understanding the typical process makes the treatment connection much easier to follow. The cycle begins in the brain. A region called the hypothalamus releases a hormone called GnRH, gonadotropin releasing hormone. GnRH signals the pituitary gland to release two hormones called gonadotropins, FSH, or follicle stimulating hormone, and LH, or luteinizing hormone, that induce the ovary to grow and mature a follicle containing a single egg. In fertility treatments, gonadotropins are given via subcutaneous, under the skin, injection in order to develop more than one follicle in a single cycle. The first half of the cycle is called the follicular phase. The ovaries contain small, fluid-filled structures called follicles. Each one holds an immature egg and produces estrogen. Naturally, FSH typically stimulates a single follicle to grow over roughly 14 days. In treatment, higher FSH doses allow multiple follicles to grow at once. This is why monitoring appointments track how many follicles are developing and their relative size. As follicles grow, rising estrogen signals the uterine lining, the endometrium, to thicken in preparation for a fertilized egg. When the follicle is fully mature and estrogen peaks, the body releases a sharp rise of LH, called an LH surge. This triggers final egg maturation and ovulation, the release of a mature egg from the ovary into the fallopian tube. In a natural cycle, this happens on its own. In fertility treatment, the timed trigger injection either induces or replaces the LH surge, so that egg maturation can be synchronized with the next steps in the treatment plan. Once in the fallopian tube, the egg has the potential to fertilize for roughly 24 hours. If fertilization doesn't happen in that window, the egg is naturally reabsorbed. Sperm lives in the reproductive tract for longer, so intercourse occurring up to 5 days prior to ovulation and up to 24 hours post-ovulation has the potential to result in fertilization. After ovulation, the luteal phase begins. The follicle that released the egg becomes a structure called the corpus luteum. It produces progesterone, which stabilizes the uterine lining and keeps it ready to support an embryo. In treatment, progesterone may be prescribed during this phase to supplement progesterone from the corpus luteum. In programmed frozen embryo transfer cycles, no corpus luteum forms, and the body is not producing progesterone on its own, so progesterone replacement is supplied via medication instead. If fertilization occurs, the embryo travels into the uterus over about 6 days and may embed in the lining, a process called implantation. Once implantation happens, the embryo produces a hormone called HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. HCG signals the corpus luteum to keep producing progesterone, which protects the lining and supports early pregnancy. In treatment, an HCG blood test is how your care team confirms whether implantation occurred after a transfer. If fertilization or implantation doesn't occur, the corpus luteum breaks down after about 14 days. Progesterone drops, the lining sheds, resulting in menstruation, aka a period, and a new cycle begins. The main hormones in this process, FSH, LH, estrogen, progesterone, and HCG, are also used in fertility treatment. The medications your care team prescribes work within the same hormonal system the body uses naturally. They're adjusted in timing, amount, and sometimes sequence, depending on how the body responds.